Gary Briscoe, Barron Collier Company, Grove Manager. Please tell us what you shared with growers at Citrus Expo about nutritionals and HLB.
We're trying to emulate the Maury Boyd cocktail in a very dilute form, low volume form, basically, which is what I've done, applying four times a year, taking what I perceive to be the goodies, the salicylic acid and the phosphites and nutritionals, etc. To date, it's working pretty well. There's some other parts of the program that I'm incorporating, but nutritionals, we've gleaned a lot from the IFAS research. We know that as long as you're following guidelines based on tissue samples, which is critical in that August sampling, if you're following those guidelines, you just try to put the optimum amount of every element into the tree. And that's more or less what I'm accomplishing. We owe a lot to Maury in terms of going out on a limb. We tried to push trees, and it didn't take very long to figure out that that was not going to work, so we had to come up with another solution. And, of course, controlling psyllids is vital. That's imperative. You have to get a handle on the psyllids and incorporate the SARS, the heavy foliar nutrients. We've learned from IFAS that roots are impaired, phloem's restricted. We know that. Tim spoke about that. So we need to incorporate more nutrients on a foliar basis, less perhaps, I've cut back, less in granular fertilizer applications.
I think I've heard that Maury's program can cost up to $500 an acre. Obviously, you're doing it a little lower volume, so you're doing it for less than that.
Not a great deal less, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm putting the same, or mostly the same goodies, just in a 15-gallon per acre mixture. The price is still up there, and every time we apply copper for canker per se, we're throwing in nutritionals. Every time I fly on additional insecticides to combat psyllids, we're adding nutritionals. So every opportunity, and I go back to saying, following the guideline of the tissue samples, we're not putting out excessive amounts of anything, trying to basically attain optimum levels of every element.
How long have you been doing this, and what have been your results with it on your HLB infected trees?
We're seeing significant improvement. I basically scoffed at the idea of salicylic acid close to 4 years ago when we first started seeing the effects of greening, or greening was introduced to our area. I thought it was hilarious putting out aspirin on a citrus tree. But we came around to making believers out of us, and it's working. Our trees are rebounding. They look quite impressive, to be honest. I'm pleased with the results.
Anything you'd like to add?
I can't stress enough, follow the tissue sample results, take your samples in August, and go from there.
To see what your trees are lacking, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. You can massage your inputs in terms of zinc or manganese or whatever you're particularly lacking. You can bolster that with chelated products.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.